Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Knowledge Marine and Engineering Works Limited H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the H1 FY24 earnings call of Knowledge Marine and Engineering Works Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Sujay Keval Ramani, Chief Executive Officer, along with Mrs. Kanak Keval Ramani, Director and Chief Financial Officer. Before beginning with the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. With this, I now hand over the call to Mrs. Kanak Keval Ramani for the opening remarks and financial performance of the company. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Ronak. A very good evening to everyone. On behalf of Knowledge Marine and Engineering Works Limited, I welcome you all to the H1 FY24 earnings calls of our company. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our website. In FY23-24, our journey is sailing robustly with the successful integration of a new service into our portfolio, the sand mining business in the Bahrain market. This accomplishment aligns with our visionary waste-to-wealth revenue model, as previously discussed in our investor call, and has resulted in the substantial growth of our order book in this particular portfolio. KMEW specializes in dredging and other port ancillary services such as pilot boats, patrol boats, survey boats, mooring boats, tug boats, and hopper barges. We contribute to the efficient and safe operation of ports, supporting international trade and fostering maritime industry growth. Our mission is to offer holistic, innovative, and environmentally sustainable solutions in marine engineering and construction. As one of India's most reliable dredging companies, we operate on both the east and west coasts, covering major ports from Kandla to Kolkata. Coming to the order book win and status, during H1 FY24, we achieved several prestigious milestones. Firstly, we secured our second international contract from the Myanmar Port Authority, tasked with the critical dredging and enhancement of the Yangon River Channel. This contract builds on our previous success at the Sitre Port and is noteworthy as it marks our first independent international contract, distinct from our initial collaboration efforts with the Government of India. A significant accomplishment was our successful entry into the Bahrain market, especially in the sand mining sector, aligning with our waste-to-wealth vision. This venture has resulted in an outstanding order book of approximately rupees 450 crores in Bahrain for the next 5 years, significantly boosting our business visibility. Furthermore, we expanded our customer base by adding the contract from Mumbai Port Authority. We secured an order from the Mumbai Port Trust for the hire of two highly maneuverable dock tugs valued at rupees 34.49 crores for a contract period of 7 years. Additionally, we clinched an order from the Paradip Port Authority for the supply of a 20-knot speed patrol boat with a manning crew on hire. This contract, valued at rupees 5.02 crores, involves a daily hire charge and spans a period of 5 years. Our current order book stands at rupees 670 crores, with order win of rupees 573 crores, with an average tenure of more than 3 years-4 years. Coming on to the execution part, we have successfully accomplished a rock dredging project at Mangrol Fishing Harbour, achieving a substantial project value of rupees 78 crores by completing rock dredging quantity of 1.25 lakh cubic meters. Furthermore, we demonstrated our expertise by successfully executing first-year capital and maintenance dredging at Sikri Port, Myanmar, with a project value of rupees 248 crores and a dredging quantity of 16.73 million cubic meters. Based on our proven experience and successful project completion, we are pleased to announce that KMEW is qualified on its own to bid for dredging contracts amounting to rupees 300 crores, highlighting the trust and capability we command in the industry. Additionally, on completing the mangrove rock dredging contract, we have the qualification for the rock dredging contract, emphasizing our expertise and credibility in this specialized field. With these contract wins, our fleet will soon be consisting of 16 vessels following the construction of 2 tugs for Mumbai Port and a highly speed patrol boat for Paradip Port. I would now like to comment on the performance and strategic progress made by the company along with its H1 FY24 financial performance. In H1 FY24, we achieved a revenue of rupees 106 crores, making a sequential growth of 36%. Our EBITDA margin reached rupees 36.1 crore, a 4% YOY increase and approximately 7% sequential growth. Sustaining EBITDA margins at 34% for H1 FY24 underscores our commitment to stability. Profit after tax reached rupees 24.4 crores, reflecting a growth of approximately 3% and a sequential increase of about 5%. Our PAT margins rose to 23% from the previous 19%. Remaining net debt-free, we align our existing debt facilities with specific contracts, ensuring timely repayment before contract completion. Our strategic vision focuses on establishing a sustainable and reliable dredging and marine engineering company in India. Our strategic vision continues to center on the establishment of a sustainable and reliable dredging and marine engineering company based in India. We remain committed to expanding our operations with the goal of possessing a fleet of 40 or more vessels within the next 10 years. This ongoing expansion plans mirror our ambition to attain a prominent position in the dredging industry. Additionally, our objective entails capturing a substantial market share of 10% in the dredging business. Through the utilization of our expertise, advanced technology and robust business execution capabilities, we are actively positioning ourselves as a trusted and preferred partner in the industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congrats for a good set of numbers. So my first question, can you give projection for FY25 and FY26 order book execution, and what kind of EBITDA margin are you looking for FY25 and FY26?
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Sujay Kevalamani. I'm CEO of the company. Presently, order book in hand is 650 crores plus. EBITDA margin, as always, we have projected, it will be between 30 to 40% going forward, always.
Okay, and FY25 and FY26 order book execution, what is revenue we what kind of revenue we convert from order book?
That is a number which we'll have to disclose at a later stage. Presently, order book is 650 crores. And there is a big pipeline in excess of 1300 crores as of today. So we have recently made some more bids, so that may also be get converted. So for the next 2 years, right now, I do not have a particular number for you.
Okay. And sir, second question, what is EBITDA margin in new contract that has just received in Bahrain market?
So it is close to 35%.
Okay. And sir, what is CapEx plan for FY24, and till now, how much spent, and ongoing CapEx will be done from internal accrual or any debt raise?
Sir, we are planning to do a CapEx of about 60 crores going forward, and this will be from either internal accruals or we'll raise some debt.
Okay. And sir, we are bid for around 1,100 crore and 50% success rate, and till now we get 500 crore orders. So in the remaining year, FY24, what is your expectation to win new order, and what is current order pipeline?
The current order pipeline up till 7 days ago was 1,100 crores, but we have in the last 1 week added another bid for another project of additional 210 crores, so it has crossed 1,300 crores today. And like always, it will be more than 50% going forward.
So remaining FY24, how much order will get from this 1,300 crore?
Sir, these are orders with the government. The decision-making lies with the government. Sometimes the decisions are taken within weeks, and sometimes they take several months. So it is difficult to project right now exactly how much will be converted. But like I said, whatever projects we take, that will have EBITDA margins of 30%-40%, and there will be a steady growth in the revenue going forward.
Okay. And sir, last one. We have saw cash flow September 23 half year. Our advice, do not raise any equity for CapEx and any other thing. If you need a fund, always raise a debt which is cheaper than equity. So please keep in mind, it is our advice.
Thank you so much. We will have it under consideration.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Vikram Sunil Datwani from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the management team, and congratulations on massive scaling of order book in the first half. I just have two questions. One is, how many vessels are currently being operated in Bahrain, and is there a further need for CapEx just specific to the Bahrain order?
Hi, good evening. So presently, there is only a single vessel that is under mobilization to Bahrain. And going forward, we will assess the market over a period of 2 quarters. There is a huge demand for a second and a third vessel, but we are starting off with one vessel right now. And if at all we go forward for the second vessel, like for this first vessel, we will raise debt for it.
Okay, and how much would that vessel cost approximately?
The first vessel that we have purchased is close to $5 million, and it's undergoing the journey from Bulgaria to Bahrain right now. And she should reach there by 15th, during the third week of December to commence the operations in Bahrain. And going forward, the second or the third vessel will be approximately along the same line.
Okay, thank you. And is there any timeline for main board listing?
We are before the end of this financial year, we'll be doing it because there are certain guidelines by NSE that we should complete 3 years on the SME exchange before listing on NSE, which we will complete on 19th of March, 21st of March, sorry. And then we will be in a position to move on to the main board.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. Hopefully, next time when we interact, it will be on the main board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rudresh Kalyani from Kalyani Private Business. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, good evening. You are audible, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have a few questions. I have some questions on the balance sheet. receivables have as well as payables have shot up drastically. So what's the reason for the same?
I'll let the CFO answer that question.
Hi, Mr. Kalyani. Good evening. I would like to first go on to the receivables. The receivables are outstanding at the tune of 160 crores as on 30th September. But as we mentioned in our notes to the financial statements, we have already received 107 crores out of 160 crores. So around 55 crores is outstanding. And we are hopeful and confident that the same will be received in a month's time. And regarding the payables, because two of our major projects were with the JV partner, Sahara Dredging, and that we could not receive the funds from the debtors, so that is why we didn't pay to our JV partners as well. That's why the creditors have also shot up. And okay. The same has also been paid as on today, because we have received the receivables of 107 crores. So, I mean, out of 100% of the creditors, we have already paid around 95% to the creditors out of the debtors which we have received.
Okay, thank you. And how is our margin in the domestic versus the international market?
Sir, it is the same. There is no huge difference because around the markets that we play, this EBITDA margins will be close to 35%. So we play around that same market.
Okay. And what will be the utilization rate of our vessel? Do we have any track it?
Sorry, sir, say again.
No, I meant to say that in a year, if we have 365 days, for how many days our ship will be deployed?
So out of 365 days, we are presently planned for 290 days in the projection.
Okay, okay. That is across the ships.
So this is for, I thought you were asking for Bahrain. So rest of the vessels, it is different for each vessel because depends on the contract that we have entered into. But usually most of them will exceed 300 days.
Okay, okay, okay. So in the next over 2 months, we take up the maintenance activities or how do we cost utilize it?
So,
do we have anything on that line?
So those 2 months are usually for bad weather or some sort of a breakdown, repair maintenance, dry docking and all of that.
Okay. Okay. And one more thing on the, how is our revenue looks like between the recurring business versus the one time?
How is the revenue looking like between recurring and sorry?
And the one time project.
Sir, I would have to get back to you with the exact answer for that. So right now, the recurring business is continuous. The projects that we have on long-term basis and yearly basis, those revenue numbers are constant. One-time basis, we don't have any project that is one-time basis. Or actually just the one that we had with the Mangrol Fishing Harbor, that has been completed. So one-time basis projects are not there in hand right now. Only recurring projects are going on.
So, can we assume that recurring business comprises 100% of our revenue?
Today, yes.
Okay. And can you detail on the margin across our different verticals?
So, for the small craft business, it is close to 25 to 30% and EBITDA margin. And with dredging business, it is between 35 to 40%.
Okay. So how will our revenue look like 5 years down the line between these two verticals?
The breakup will be about 20% of revenue will come from small craft business, 80% will come from the dredging business.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I had a couple of questions basically on the CapEx part of things. So just can you give me a number on up until H1, how much CapEx you've done and what will be your guidance for this year?
Done a CapEx of about $5 million right now for H1. Going forward in the next 1 year, we are going to spend another 60 crores.
Under 60 crores. And this will primarily be towards acquisition of vessels or towards refitting of existing vessels?
So this is actually a mix of both. We are going to construct three vessels for two of the orders, and we are going to acquire a few more vessels for the upcoming orders. So it will be a mix of both.
Okay, okay, sir. And then in line with the recent order win in Bahrain, so can you just tell out of the, you said, I think for the new vessels that you said for your order, so this is all going to be towards Bahrain?
This, the $5 million of capex that you have done is for the vessel for Bahrain, yes.
Okay, and no more capex on that end. So for that contract, all of our spending is more or less done, only the recurring part of it will be remaining, if there is any.
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay, sir. And another question I had a question on your transition to main board, but that I think you had already answered it to one of your previous participants.
Right.
I just wanted to know, are there any implications to the new SEBI circular on a graded surveillance measure for SME stocks that affect our company? So are there any implications for our stock, and if there are steps that you've taken to align to these regulatory changes?
I don't think our company has any kind of exposure to that circular.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's all from my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihar Doshi from ND Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. So I just wanted to know in terms of EBITDA margin, just want to know our perspective. So I'm going to understand the margin differentials between capital dredging and maintenance dredging.
Okay. There is a usually the vessel deployment over a period can be in capital dredging as well as maintenance dredging. Usually the capital dredging will yield higher margins as compared to maintenance dredging segment because it is high risk, high reward business. Presently, most of our contracts that we have on hand are for maintenance dredging right now.
Okay, okay, sir, understood. And also, could you provide some insights into the average margin we are currently realizing in our port ancillary business?
So it is close to 25% to 30% in the small craft business.
Okay.
It's a very low risk business. It is a very plain vanilla business wherein we construct the craft and the craft is in standby with the port and whether they use it or they don't use it. So that in that business we have a little bit of competition, so that is why the margins are like that. But dredging business, the competition is lesser compared to the other business because of the risk content.
Okay, sir, that answers my question. And sir, one more thing. During the last investor call, we have highlighted an order book bidding pipeline of ₹1,100 crore, which included with the Inland Waterway Authority of India and a bid worth of 425 in sand mining. So does the recent Bahrain order align with our earlier bids, or if you could provide an update on current order book by bid pipeline?
So out of that 1100 crores, 450 crores has already translated into business for us. The inland waterway orders and the sand mining orders in India are still under consideration and deliberations with the government. They have not placed the order as yet. Once they are placed, then we'll definitely be announcing it as soon as they are placed on us.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thanks a lot and all the best, sir.
So much.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So with the acquisition of our second independent international contract akin to the Sithvay order, could you shed light on whether this new agreement is expected to yield an exceptionally higher margin?
Sir, no. This is since we have entered a market which had other players, and we have had to lower our margins a little bit to start off. So I am considering right now 35% margin going forward, but this is just a start. There are several other businesses in Bahrain in terms of land reclamation, not just selling of land, but other businesses, which we will be able to capture once we enter the market. And therein we'll be able to increase our margin. So right now the business that we have started, which is long-term, which is a simple business of just dredging sand and selling it in the open market, will have EBITDA margins close to 35%.
Okay. So my second question is, I'm interested in understanding the executability of our current order book for the remainder of this fiscal year. Additionally, considering the significant orders we have secured, what adjustments can we anticipate in the revenue recognition of FY24? Is there any revised guidance?
No. So it is going to be higher than the last year. I don't have a number for you, but there is going to be a growth in it. It is going to be higher than last year.
Okay. So I have one more question for it. In our previous investor call, you mentioned the imminent recipient of the work completion certificate for the 250 crores single order. With this milestone achieved, what is our current eligibility to bid for contracts, and what is the next target in terms of volume and price?
So that makes us eligible for orders of bids of 300 crores plus. In terms of volume, in excess of 2 million cubic meters. And that will definitely help us grow further into it going forward.
Okay, thank you so much. That answers my question.
And I would like to add to it, we won't require a JV partner going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Just a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshay Nirav Vaishya from Crisp PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for the good set of number and good order book way in the international market. My question is that we have not get many orders from domestic market. So what challenges are we facing in the domestic market?
Sir, what a contractor can do is make timely and accurate bids. The decision making is not in the hands of the contractor. It is completely and solely in the hands of the government. So we are making efforts with the government to try and see that the government places these orders at the earliest. The decision making happens at various stages in the government. So the tenders are at various stages in the government, and as and when they get cleared, the orders can be placed. So there is no challenge from the side of the contractor or the bidder. It is the government who is taking its time and placing these orders. These are World Bank funded projects. So there are two stages. Once the Indian government will clear, then World Bank will clear, and these are all 3 year, 5 year long-term contracts. So two different stages of clearance are required. So that's all I can say. I mean, it is taking time with the government to clear these orders domestically, and we are still hopeful since we made competitive bids to come out clear in the future.
Okay. And how much intent
is the orders? It is not that they have gone away. It is just in the processing stage, that's all.
Okay. So how much intense will the competition there in the government orders?
So anywhere between 2 to 3 bidders are there. That's all.
Okay. And is Adani Port our major competitor?
In couple of tenders they have participated, but usually they are small domestic players who are our competitors, not Adani Ports always.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rudresh Kalyani from Kalyani Private Business. Please go ahead.
I had a question on the, in Europe, the major inland waterway is a major part of their transport. So do we have any plans to get into it?
Sir, presently our highlight is to get into inland waterways in India. We have no set plan to enter waterway in Europe right now. You would see that Government of India has, as of 2 days ago, signed a major MOU with Amazon, the e-commerce business, to move their cargo on between Patna to Calcutta. And we have made bids for that particular stretch for dredging. So we are very sure that government will finalize these stretches very soon.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anurag from Agrawal Analytical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I joined in a little bit late. So, forgive me if this question is repetitive. Sir, in one of our prior con calls, we had mentioned that we wanted to partner with ITT Cementation for dam distributions and other kind of work. Could you shed some light on that?
Sir, we have had several discussions with a few companies across the globe, and they are wanting project-based JVs, not a long-term JV. They are interested in project-based JVs, and we are exploring that particular concept with them right now. So with the same particular company, we are evaluating a contract on the East Coast of India right now.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That is it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a follow-up regarding our significant order within Bahrain, specifically in the area of sand mining, which includes dredging activities. Could you provide a clarification whether the contract includes the dredging services or what is the expected revenue projection from dredging services associated with this contract?
So sand mining is through dredging. So all of the revenue is going to come through dredging. Usually in the dredging process, we discard the dredge material. Here the dredge material, which is a waste, is being used as wealth and sold into the market. So dredging services will generate revenue from sale of the dredge material.
Okay, sir. So is there, will you be able to give a split as to how much you're getting from the actual services and how much from the sale of the material itself?
All of it is going to come from sale of sand. There is nothing that's revenue generation from dredging. All of it is coming from sale of sand.
Okay. And so will this be an industry standard going forward for all of your contracts, or is this a one-off thing with the Bahrain government?
So in India, very recently, the government has come up with this concept as of 3 months ago, and they are exploring with IIT where all the dredge material can be used. There is dredging in India that is done to the tune of, maintenance dredging that is done to the tune of 100 million cubic meters plus every year. If there is beneficial use for this material, whether all of this needs to be dumped to sea, IIT is doing various studies for various ports at this stage. Going forward, if there is suitability in that material, definitely the government will come up with bids for that particular work.
Okay, sir. So I think there would also be then that clause of ownership of the dredge material and the revenues between them, because I think if it is something that is valuable, even the port authority itself might have some claim to it, and then it'll be depending, I think it will be dependent on contract to contract basis with the port regarding how much of the revenue besides the dredging material from the sale of these dredge materials that KMAW will get. Is my assumption correct there?
Usually they will want, they have not thought about generating revenue from it for themselves right now. But since the dredge material that gets accumulated in the channel and becomes a hindrance for navigation, they are looking for a concept wherein you provide the services for free, but you generate the revenue from it whatever you can. So they are not yet so aggressive on sharing of revenue from the dredge material, because that market is still needs to be explored properly.
Okay. And sir, just a final question. Will it, does it look make sense for us to look at your business from a gross profit point of view or from an EBITDA standpoint? If I can see at your H1 level, where your revenues have dipped from Y-on-Y change, but your cost of material has come down significantly. So can you just explain what has led to this increase in gross profit? Is it that some contract which you have gotten higher margin, that is, you know, getting finished, and what is it that is happening here?
So it is a balance of both. Sometimes we generate more revenue, and usually I would like to explain to you, the first half is wherein most of the dredgers will face downtime of repairs, because this is during the monsoon periods on east coast and west coast of India. The second half will usually yield better numbers. So accordingly, the cost will decrease.
Okay, sir. So this
is in the second half.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Can continue.
The cost in the second half will decrease because of the standby cost getting decreased.
Okay. Sir. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Vivek Hinduja, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. Sir, I wanted to ask that earlier in the call, we had highlighted that we target to reach 10% of the total market. So if you could just explain, like, what is the market size that we are targeting, are your existing share, and by when do we aspire to reach 10%?
So the maintenance, sir, aim is to reach 10% of the maintenance dredging market.
Okay.
And it will take us another 3 to 4 years to reach that point.
Okay, so what is the existing size of the market in dredging, sir, in India?
So maintenance dredging and capital dredging market put together for port sector will be close to 5,000 crores.
Okay.
And river dredging and dam dredging, everything put together, will come to another 5 to 7,000 crores, total of 12,000 crores per annum.
Understood. So we aspire to be... So we aspire to be 10% of this total. Hello.
In the interest of time, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain for closing comments.
Thank you, participants, for having us today. It has been a pleasure. If there are any further questions or queries that we have not been able to answer, please feel free to reach out to the Orient Capital team. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Knowledge Marine and Engineering Works Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.